Excuse me, it's the operator. Just need to inform all participants that today's conference call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time, and you may begin.
Okay.
Thank you, Lori. Shall I go ahead with the roll call, Evan?
Please do.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the Jazz call on the 12th of October. And on the call, we have Tijani Benjamin, Rafik Damak, Carlos Aguirre, Budwin Shombi, sorry, he has not joined yet, but he says he will be a bit late. Alan Greenberg, Evan Lebovich, Ellen Preuss, Avery Doria, and I was thinking Tony Harris was going to join us, but he's not. And we have apologies from Cheryl Langdon Orr, from Eric Brunner Williams, and Alex Gukuru. Would you please all say your name before you speak for purposes of the transcription? Thank you very much. And on for staff, we have Carla Valente and myself, Glenda Sangerfield. Thank you very much, Evan.
Quick question for Elaine: is she either on the call or apologies or?
She's on the call.
Okay.
Elaine. Right. Yes, Elaine's on the call.
Okay, great. Okay, I guess what I wanted to do first was find out what the status is of the Google poll that we were going to take of our working group members to ensure that we've got a fairly complete consensus on the things we've been discussing on the call. Is there anyone here from staff who can tell me what's going on with the status of the doodle poll?
I don't know if Carla wants to jump in. As far as I know, this is Avery. As far as I understand, Carla sent you and I an initial set of what she thought were the questions.
Okay.
And I think that's as far as it's gotten. I do not think we have actually ever started the doodle poll.
Okay, then my apologies, and one thing that I will commit to immediately after getting off this call is getting through that as quickly as possible. I've sort of been out of touch for a good chunk of the weekend. Okay, so just the rest of the members of this call, please be on the lookout, hopefully within the next 24 hours, for a doodle poll that will be asking your opinion on the issues within our discussions that did not meet full consensus, that Avery and I want to get a better sense within the group of the extent to which we have either a complete consensus, significant consensus with significant difference, or a significant divergence of opinion. So please be on the watch for that, and so we will be tackling that and then discussing the results of that on the next. It was my understanding that we would be spending today talking about some of the public comments.
This is Avery. I hope I'm not confusing things, but I thought we had actually planned to, because we don't have the comments, Carla has been able to send those out yet, that we were going to be dealing with some of the changes I made last time. Also, we did finally get the email from Andrew and Eric on the issue of language. Which is the open issue, the price reductions to encourage the build out of IDN. And so I was wondering, but there's two options in it, and it came too late for me to cut it into the document that I just sent out last night. Although a version of the one I sent out right after the meeting, not right after the meeting, but a few hours after the meeting, and then I sent out another copy last night. But this came in after that, so I have not cut it in, but I was suggesting, or I'd like to suggest, that we review that here, because there's two separate positions. I have no idea at the moment, and this is basically the I think and if Andrew's on the call.
I am, Aubrey. I just joined. Sorry.
Okay, great. And by the way, anybody, I'm also doing the letting people into Adobe stuff. So if I'm supposed to have let you in like Andrew and I haven't yet, then just let me know that I should look at my screen for the little box that says accept.
Just coming up now.
Right. I just saw you. So anyhow, I'd like to go through that first. What I'd like to do is, depending on how quickly we get through that topic, basically cut that into the document. If we have any time, just quickly go through the changes I did make in the document. Some of them were, you know, from the past meeting. And then we cut the poll from that, including this issue, because my feeling is, just as the co-authors of this have had a divergence of opinion, so too may the group. So it'll be good to find out whether it is divergent, whether there's consensus for one side, you know. So basically this is one of the issues that probably should be included in any poll we do. So it might be a blessing that it didn't. In terms of the comment document, Carla at the beginning of the call says she has that ready to send out, so that should be able to be sent out in enough time for people to have read it and for it to be discussed at the next meeting, assuming we're fine with the with this document. Out of breath. So I don't know if that's okay with people as an agenda. So the agenda at the moment, which I have updated in note 5 on your screen, was the attendance with the polling for SOI DOI, and I'm assuming that since nobody said anything, everybody's SOI DOI is perfect with no changes from ever. Then there was review the mail sent by Andrew, and then there's continue the walk through, but this is of 2:15:03. Is that okay? I turn it back over to you on agenda, and sorry to be so disagreeable.
Not disagreeable at all. It's just sort of, okay, well, if that's the case, then, Avery, could you put...
Andrew's message is up.
Okay. So...
And perhaps somebody should read it for anybody that doesn't have it in front of them, or does everybody have it in front of them, and then I can just ask Andrew to talk it through. And then we have a mail from Eric. Yes, sorry.
Andrew, why don't I just give you the...
I don't have Adobe Connect open. I'm driving, so if you could read it, that would be great.
Okay. So, Andrew, would you like to read your mail, or would you like me to read it, read Eric's response, and then you talk?
As you like.
What would you prefer?
Why don't you go ahead and read it, and then
okay.
I'll talk to it so that I don't have you don't have to hear me too much.
Okay. So, yeah. Okay, so basically the working off of the following language. The working group recommends...
Okay, Avery, if I could, let me just frame this for a second.
Okay,
because I think it's meaningful. At the end of the last few sessions, we were trying very hard to come up with some sort of a position that captured what everybody was looking for, effectively the benefits of all. And we've spent now, I don't know, 2 or 3 hours at least trying to run through this. I think we've gotten some far forward in the sense that we're very much agreed on our end goals. It's the challenge that we seem to face is that the mechanism for opening this up as much as possible on the one hand and avoiding capture on the other hand is a difficult one. And so this language was an attempt to try and capture where we are right now. But this has been, it turned out to be a very, very, this is very much a non-confrontational kind of thing. We put all of our thoughts together, down together, and I think we're very much of the same mind. We're just unable to find the mechanism to make the two come together, and we're hoping that the group could help us with that.
Okay, thanks. And by the way, my first take on where I would cut this or something that derives from it into the document would be in section 2.5, other types of aid. If that's wrong, please comment on that too as this conversation moves along. So, the working group recommends support for price reductions to encourage the build-out of IDNs in small or underserved languages, with the exact amount and timing of the support to be determined. One way this might be accomplished is through bundling of applications, and the working group recognizes the precedence for this in the cases of multiple strings for China to solve the SCTC equivalence problem, which, of course, we would need to spell out SCTC, multiple strings for Saudi Arabia to solve Arabic script variant character problem, multiple strings for Greece to solve the Greek tonos problem. On the question of who should be eligible for this assistance, there were two opinions within the group. A, that each applicant must be a party associated with or resident in the language community, an organization, NGO, or local company from the script language community. Or, B, that applicants from inside or outside the community seeking to offer service in an underserved script language are eligible for support. And then, okay, all working group members agreed that the support should encourage the advancement of the language community while also encouraging competition to the greatest extent possible. Okay, that's the current state of the text. Obviously, on issues like the working group recommends, I would end up putting in the language. There was consensus, there was full, there was strong support, etc. Also, with the two options, unless we got full consensus on either A or B, which I admit would shock me just from conversations we've had, I would think that we would end up with a different consensus marker on each, and that's one of the reasons why, while maintaining my reservation about polls, but this group having agreed that it wants to do a poll for some of these pending issues, that this would be a useful thing to have polled on insofar as polls may be useful. Should I read Eric's comments, or to actually let you talk first, Andrew, and then if there's anything to add, I can read in Eric's comments, who sent an email with his apologies.
Actually, Avery, can I make a quick suggestion here?
Of course you can. You're chairing the meeting.
Well, but okay, I want to just take off my chair hat for a second to state an opinion on this. I don't think that these are two mutually exclusive options. I think what we have is, from the sounds of it, that when we say inside or outside, that includes inside. So I think if we want to state it in our traditional way that we've been putting this forward, I'd say we have pretty full consensus on A, and we're trying to determine the level of divergence on B. Because it sounds like B is inclusive of A. So I don't think they're mutually exclusive.
I'm trying to raise my hand, but it doesn't seem to be wanting
okay,
to take it. So can I jump
please
in?
Go ahead. I mean, sorry.
Okay.
Back with his chair head at.
thank you, Evan, and thank you, Avery. I agree. There's no question that everyone wants A, and the question is, and the issue that we came to, if you see down at the bottom below the, what I had down is the following text. In for those of you who can't read it, it says generally we agree that A may be too narrow. We're all agreeing that A is a good idea, but that it may be too narrow, and that there may be some value in having incentives for groups other than those organically springing from the community. And at the same time, that B may be too broad. We don't want it to be subject to capture. So I guess my thought is, Evan, is that if we could expand out A a little bit, then B would go away entirely, and we'd have more or less of a consensus opinion.
Find that even slightly further. See how broad a consensus we can get on A, so that we can narrow the points on which we have divergence. We may not totally bridge that gap, but at least let's see how broad a consensus we can get and but still continue to state those things on which we may continue to have disagreement. I don't know if we're going to be able to wrap everything into one thing that will have complete consensus, because we've clearly had some difference of opinion on
okay. Fair enough. We were trying to get as much in... As promised, we were trying to get as much of a compromise position as we possibly could.
Okay, keep going.
Oh, no, I mean, the general idea was is that certainly for groups within that grow organically from the community, groups of whatever sort, so it could be a business, or it could be It could be a community group or any other form of organization. I think that there was general agreement about that. And the question really was, in the case of a non-community actor that expressed an interest where there wasn't an early mover from the community, would the non-community actor offering service to the community still be eligible? And there we saw pros and cons to that. The pros being that we were concerned that if there was nothing in the language for around or an extended period of time, that there could be a real deleterious effect to the language script on the web, furthering digital divide issues. And at the same time, there was that risk of capture from an outside entity.
Okay.
Does that make sense for everyone?
It does. I'll comment in a second, but both Jenny and Avery have their hands up. To Jenny, you've been in the queue longer. Avery, is your point procedural or an opinion?
No, if it was procedural, I'd probably just cut in. That's why I raised my hand.
Okay. Well, then to Jenny was first, and then you, and then Alan. To Jenny, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I will ask for your understanding here, because I know how dear is this idea for Andrew, my friend Andrew, and I tried to be supportive to what I can support from this idea. But after the decision of the board and its retreat in Holland, I become to be more sceptic, more. It is difficult. They are rejecting everything. So if we put inside, at the second level, first level of the kind of support was the fee reduction. The second level is this point. So if we put it like this, there is a big risk that we will all lose, because they will say us, we asked you to see how we can help the needy applicants, not the underserved languages. So I would like to put this point not in this position, in another position, in a position after all these kinds of supports. Because if we put it here, that means that it is of a very high importance for us, and I think we will have a problem with that. We can put it as a remark, as something that we can add, but it is not the main. It's not our mission, if you want. It's not our mandate. They gave us. They gave us the mandate to see how we can help the needy applicants. Now, how to help the underserved languages. And I understand very, very well that the underserved languages have to be helped, but it's not inside this report. I want to remind you that I did this remark outside this group. The remark that the bundled strings have to be treated as the fast track CCTLD IDN. It's exactly the same. Why they were paying nothing, something very 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 low. Why now they have to pay $185,000? So I am aware of the problem. I feel it, but it is not. Here, it's not in this working group. It's not in this, if you want, circumstance. Thank you.
So, to Jenny, if I read you right, just to keep going, this goes to some of our original discussions. It said, as valid and important as this point is, it is not completely a scope and probably should be going into an appendix as opposed to the core document itself. Is that do I read you as still supporting that point of view?
You're right. That's what I mean.
Okay, Andrew, do you have a response to that?
Well, obviously, we've just talked about this on a number of occasions. Given the amount of time we've spent on this, and I think the importance of the issue, I would recommend against it. I understand to Donnie's point, we've discussed it before. I recognize that there is a possibility that they're going to reject every single thing that we say. In fact, to some extent, they've already done it. I think that that leads me to suggest that we should ask for everything that we would like, because if they're going to listen to any of it, they may more likely listen to all of it. I don't think that any one piece is going to to lead to a rejection of all of it by the board, since they've already expressed their skepticism about discussing any of it. But that's my opinion.
Okay, Avery and then Alan. Avery, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. First of all, one of my questions was when Andrew was speaking of it, he talked of there being, you know, full consensus on it, and I was just going to sort of dispute that, but of course Tajani has done that very well before me, so this is not something that we have full consensus on in the first place. The second place, I'm seeing two issues sort of convoluted here, and then there's a prior condition. Let me go to the prior condition. First of all, we've said for any aid, there is a primary issue of meeting the financial need barrier. Now, I don't understand this to be saying this is a type of aid we're suggesting for people who don't meet the financial need. And if I'm wrong about that understanding, I need to be corrected. I was assuming, like everything else in the report, that financial need comes first, and then this becomes one possible remedy for those who meet that, and the wording would need to be changed to say that, if that is indeed correct. The second here is by using, if it's not a whereas clause, but it kind of acts like a whereas clause, that the variance examples, the that were given, China, Saudi Arabia, and Greece, that were examples of scripts where it was absolutely necessary for political or cultural reasons to support both kinds of Chinese characters, the simple or the traditional. It was necessary to support the variances in Saudi Arabia, not specifically because they were underserved languages, but because the population used both interchangeably. Therefore, the issue needed to be dealt with in order to reasonably do a domain name in those language/scripts. And then we're sort of saying these are examples from CCIDN CCTLD land of why we are suggesting some kind of bundling here. So the bundling here, if those really are our precedents, is not simply because it's an underserved language, but because it's an underserved language, an IDN underserved language, and in fact all IDNs are underserved at this point, so that's sort of an interesting issue in itself, but that these are languages, and if I am offering a new TLD in Arabic or in Chinese or in Greek, it may be necessary for me to do this kind of bundling to reach my entire community because they interchangeably use these. So that would call for a different wording. If we're arguing it simply because it's an underserved language, then we need a different set of whereases in the clause. And the third thing, just to respond to Tajani, the unfairness between, you know, IDN CCTLDs and their fast track, you know, is the sovereignty issue, and that I can, you know, as an American corporation, can't charge them. That is a completely separate issue, and I understand the feeling of you know, well, why them and not us, but that's just a reality that's far beyond this group. I mean, it's one that, you know, many of us have argued about in other spaces, but that's far beyond this group. And the last thing, I know I said the last was the last thing, but the last thing is that we cannot with certainty say that the board has rejected everything. I know that that was my first reading. I know that that was most of our first readings. And now as we listen to the interpretations that come out from the board of what they've said, and we hear that the budget may actually have some money for setting up some fundraising or for providing some kinds of support based on some of the things that we're suggesting, I don't know what the case is anymore in terms of having been accepted or having been rejected. So I am taking the assumption that we finish our work real soon now. We present it to them. We present it to the world. We have no idea what's going to get accepted and what's not. Thanks.
Okay, Ellen, you've been very patient.
All right, I've got a whole laundry list like Avery did, covering some of them, but just to with my twist to them. Regarding the CCTLD, I think Avery's right on. It may be completely unfair. That's life. We can't do anything about it. There's no point in using that argument at this point. Going back to what you were saying about the A and B options, I think you're correct. I think we have consensus on A, and I think B should be worded of add to that mix people who are outside the community, and that's the one that we're uncertain of. And so I think if we change B to just add,
there was a minority view.
Add those outside. We have a minority view to say add those, and I think it would make it clearer instead of having A or B as a pick one. On the issue to Jenny raised of needy versus underserved, I think again Avery was right on. Needy is a prerequisite, so these are needy who also happen to be wanting to use an underserved or unserved IDN language community. I think so. I don't see a conflict there. In all of our examples, I believe are variants. At least some of them are ones where the variants will be deployed with multiple TLDs which are synchronized with each other. The board very explicitly in the Trondheim motion said we will not at this point delegate variants which require synchronization. So I think we need to give some examples that do not include variants, because as stated right now, it sounds like we're only talking about variants and variants which will be synchronized, and I think it's going to get rejected on because of the examples instead of because of what we're saying. So I think we need to look at that. And lastly, on the issue of the board said no, Avery, I don't think you're right. I don't think we interpreted the words. The words very clearly said no. However, what Kurt said is what the board meant was they will not allocate anything at this time pending criteria, but they would be receptive to the criteria. Now, in general, we're not looking at criteria. We're saying that's the next group that does that. However, serving an underserved IDN language is, in fact, a criteria. And from that perspective, we may, in fact, be identifying a group who are eligible, and this is the one we don't want to leave out because it may be one of the easier criteria to identify. It's not a criteria for how needy are you, but it's another measure of saying that's a relatively easy white-black decision on whether to we want to help this group along or not. Long laundry list, thank you.
Okay, Andrew, go ahead.
Alan, thank you actually for that laundry list, because I think we're pretty much aligned. In terms of adding the language as A, and then that there was a minority of people that wanted to expand A to B, I'm very comfortable with that. I think that accurately reflects where we are. In terms of the bundling examples, those, as you can probably tell from the text, were Eric's additions. I think his hope there was to show that, in fact, there was precedent for some sort of a bundled approach, because he was focused on trying to get the different scripts that were related to a community to provide the opportunity for an operator to get those different scripts together, such that one could offer if a community uses two different scripts, that one might be able to offer to both language, both script versions of that community. And I think that's where he's going with
just to cut in. That's true, but because they're variants, they are being eliminated from the whole pool of eligible applicants for delegation, never mind support, in this round.
Okay.
And therefore, I think we're doing
a
disservice by using them as the sole example.
No. In which case, I take your point, and it sounds as if it would be probably better to leave out this issue entirely, if in fact we've already gone past it, right? And or if it's not on the table for this round. And then in terms of the focus on serving an underserved language, that's where we were going. That's what we were going for, and I agree completely. And I think that with all due respect to my good friend to Johnny, or with respect to my good friend to Johnny, part of the goal is to get these underserved languages in, and that the communities effectively become disadvantaged by not having something, a presence on the web, and that's what we're trying to address. So, I understand what you're saying, but I wouldn't draw the underserved the ring around who is underserved so narrowly, because I think in fact it's what we've got more correctly reflects where things are. Anyway, that's it.
Okay, Tijani, do you have any response to this?
Can I ask Andrew a quick question?
Go ahead.
As a person that's trying to write this offering. So you're saying that this should not be subject to the financial need requirements, or did I misunderstand?
The way that we have it now, and that Eric and I have talked about it, and Richard and I have talked about it, and others, is that the goal is to put as many people who are underserved in, so they would be in for sure, right? And then the idea is that if there aren't underserved candidates that are ready to step forward, and there are other candidates that are ready to step forward, that some sort of incentive, if the idea is that some sort of incentive, if that helps them to move forward, then that's what we're looking for. So B could apply to people who are not normally fit into categories A through E above in the document.
So in other words, the answer was yes.
Yes, I think that's correct.
Right. Okay. Thanks.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to be as exact as I can.
Right.
Alan, is your hand still up, or did you have something new to say, or did you just not lower it?
No, it's a new one, but it's in response to what Andrew just said, or not in response, because I'm a little bit, I thought I understood, and now I'm not sure I do. It's really a question. At one point, we were talking about saying that people would be eligible not so much because they are poor in their own right, but this is a GTLD which may not be self-sufficient initially and needs some help because of the size of the community or something. Did we end up including that? I vaguely remember we did not.
I think that was the gist of our conversation to respond, and that was those are the kinds of people that we're trying to get to. But we won't, as with anything, we won't necessarily know whether it becomes a self-sustaining entity or not until it gets going. What we do have is the same obligation to repay if it becomes self-sustaining as with any other.
Okay, I thought we had eliminated that category because if it wasn't likely to be self-sustaining, it's not clear we want to create communities that we then have a problem with. But okay. Let's go back to Jenny. I'm introducing red herrings, perhaps. Go ahead.
Okay. I am really embarrassed because I feel what Andrew is feeling now. But I have a big problem with my conscience. I am sorry. Because I am, if you want, very convinced that anything we have to recommend here must be for people who need assistance, as it is written in the recommendation 20 and the resolution 20. So if for sure people who need assistance, we will recommend for them to reduce the price of the IDN scripts for underserved languages, but not for the others.
So, Tijani, you're effectively saying you support A and not B.
I support everything which is with for the people who need assistance. Yes, yes.
Okay.
Hi. I have just so people know, I have been listening and trying to recraft the language, and I want to see if I'm getting anywhere close. I see Alan has his hand up, but just
no. Sorry, I just didn't put it down.
I put in the note. I put it in as 263, which on the current numbering means it's on other types of aid, so it's already in that other basket that has vertical integration and stuff like that in it. And basically, I reworded it. I included the subject to requirements for meeting the support. Well, I have to fix the wording. The working group recommends support for price reductions to encourage build-out of IDNs in smaller underserved languages, with the exact amount and timing of the support to be determined. One way this might be accomplished is through bundling of applications. So in that first paragraph, I have repegged it, as I think Tijani is arguing, and then perhaps others have been presuming, including myself, to that. Then I have, there was consensus, strong support for requiring that each applicant must be party associated with a resident in the language community, et cetera. I left that one pretty much alone, other than changing it to consensus, strong support, depending on what comes out. Then I added there was a minority view that applicants including those who may not need the need requirement for support should also be able to offer service in an underserved script language are eligible for support. Need to fix the sentence, obviously, reading it out loud is always a good edit. But what I'm trying to do there is sort of divide the issue into one side that is basically accepting it with a binary set of conditions. One, that they meet the requirements for support, and two, that they are from within the community.
Good.
And then a minority view that sort of says, and perhaps I need two minority views. One that, yeah, it's okay, even if they're from outside the community, but meet the financial conditions. And then perhaps it's a third one that says, and if there's a minority view also, that it's okay even if they're from outside, inside or outside, and do not meet the financial. And there's probably different sized minorities on that. But basically, to cut the issue up, so that if, and please, Tijani, correct me if I'm putting words in your mouth, that you would accept this idea for those who meet the conditions of need, but that you're uncomfortable with it for those who don't need it in that, so they can basically, that can be indicated, that those who meet it for those with need and community, but not for needy, but not community. And then finally, for those that say anybody who wants to help build out one of these should get a pat on the back and should get a hand up in doing it. And so that all three views can be expressed, and we go on. Obviously, I have wordsmithing to do, but that's what I'm trying to get to. And I'm finished, and thank you for listening to me.
Avery, I've got one question. And it's actually, I guess, addressed at Andrew. Andrew, is there a possibility that maybe we can find some common ground between the A and B with maybe just a little bit of a change in wording?
We've been trying.
Having an outside organization try and serve an underserved community without the support of the community itself seems like something that might have grounds for opposition. But what about just saying if an outside organization comes in but it has the full support of the community it's trying to serve, doesn't that make doesn't that sort of cross that boundary? If an outside organization, let's say a VeriSign, wants to serve a tiny little community. If they do it without the support of the community, well, then that's, you know, that could be...
That wouldn't work. I agree. That's certainly not the intent, right?
Sorry?
I said that I agree that that wouldn't work, and that's certainly not the intent.
Then can we not put in wording into A that says that it, that something that is either by a community or with its full support would be okay, and then we wouldn't need B?
Okay, I like the idea a lot. My only question, we tried to go there, and I think you're closer than we were. I ran into two challenges, and maybe we just leave it a little bit mushy and go on. The challenges are in instances where, for example, you have a divided language community, or where you have government trying to expropriate the language community space. And we were thinking about language scripts like Amharic, where the government currently is pretty weak in terms of its ICT policy and may not necessarily be in alignment with the kinds of people who might be interested in building out the script, such as members of the diaspora community, who themselves are divided.
Yeah,
and I happen to know this one a little bit because there's a big Amharic community in Washington. So I think what you're going for is much better than what I have, and I'm happy to go there. I'm just wondering
if there's the thing is, all those issues about fragmentation of community or whatever are already attempted to be dealt with in the guidebook through, you know, the whole community procedure. It already acknowledges
okay.
the fact you may have multiple communities that either are competing for or at odds over a string. And so there's already mechanisms within the applicant guidebook to try and deal with that kind of thing, you know, the point system and all that stuff. So I'm not too worried about...
So the question is, if let's say there's a desire to do a .org or something like that, right? Then PIR would need to go to get approval from the community, depending on and assuming that there is a community,
because there's no well defined community that way. Okay.
Okay.
But let's go back to your example.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the Amharic. Okay, that there is, if there is a defined community that uses the culture and language, or even if there's one of many communities that has significant grassroots support, even if it's not the only one,
mm-hmm.
at least an outside organization with their backing is a lot more important than an outside organization trying to do this without any community backing.
I mean, as long as we can make it so that a potential applicant who is trying to support these communities can actually get the backing, whatever mechanism that is.
But
I just want to make it so that it's operational.
Then how do you know they're in good faith trying to support the community? If they can't get the backing of the community, then
perhaps I misspoke. What I meant to say is and a potential applicant would need to know is what's the process for me to go through so that I can get this,
and
so that it's a knowable thing. That's all.
The vague answer is get community buy-in, and what defines
uh-huh.
the community is shown elsewhere in the applicant guidebook. Anyway, that's my piece. I think we can actually bridge this. I see Alan and Tijani's hand up, so go ahead, Alan.
Okay, Evan, I like what you're saying of putting into a statement another or, and that or I think should be something like with the explicit support of that language community.
Yes.
I think B is a loser right now because of the phrase in it that says they don't need they don't need financial support. This whole thing is tenuous, as people have pointed out. We don't have board support yet. We might get board support if we can come up with solid enough criteria which do not open the barn door too wide. Adding in that we might do this for VeriSign or PIR, both of which are making profits, I think is going to damage our overall case. And I guess I feel that we're not coming up with the perfect long-term package here. We're trying to get something that will be accepted by the board to help some people. And if it leaves out a few people who maybe really should have been helped, but we can't make the criteria solid enough or the word solid enough, then so be it. It's not perfect. So I would definitely leave out the criteria of not needing support in this case. I think with the inclusion of the explicit community support in A, we no longer have a B, and there's no two options. So I think we can come to closure on this quickly. But we recognize we're not trying to find something perfect that covers every possible case. We're trying to get something solid enough so we can get some support from the board on it.
Thanks. Okay. I'd like to get Andrew's comment on that, but I've got Tijani's hand up and Avery's hand up. So, Tijani, are you following up on this?
Mine is to offer a wording change that I have up there. I just want to make sure people notice it. I've tried to capture what was said, and I
hold on. I'm trying to – where is this? At the bottom of
– no, it's in the note at the top there.
Okay.
In the note at the top there, you see 263, subject to the requirements.
I don't have that up.
I've got a note window, but it's extremely small, so I can
I can read it to people.
Well, okay.
I stuck it in the note. I'm trying to get something to put in the document.
And then Andrew again before going through that wording.
Okay.
Jenny, go ahead.
It's me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Even the condition of the support of the community is already in the DAG. If they don't have the support of the community, they will not have the string. So we don't have to put it, I think. And I prefer what Avery said at the beginning, three levels. And we have to see who will support which level. And I think that it's much better than include everything in one paragraph, and then we will not have consensus at all.
So you're saying we should not put into A that an outside body with explicit support of a community should, it's still outside the scope of what we have agreement on in A. Is that what you're saying?
The support of the community is one condition.
Yes.
So we don't have to put it. People who doesn't have the agreement will not, the support will not have the string anyway.
No, Jenny, I understand that, but I'm just trying to say if we've got this clause in A that says, you know, that a community, you know, what entitles a community to support? If it has demonstrated the need and it is either proposed by the community or proposed by an outside body with explicit support of the community,
yes,
then it can go on.
Okay, like this, it's not a problem.
That's all I'm asking for in A, is to make it explicit. Maybe it is indeed said elsewhere that if it doesn't have community support, that it's a non-starter. I'm just saying that if we're adding in a small bit of wording to allow B to go away and put together an A on which we can have consensus, it makes it clear to support, I think, for some people, if we say an outside body with explicit community support, even though that may be stated elsewhere, we can emphasize it here as to make sure we're not trying to enable somebody to come in from the outside and capture a community without its support.
Okay, with the need, the criteria of the need at the top.
Yeah. Okay. Avery, go ahead.
Okay, so I'll quickly read what I'm proposing put in, and then it's something that can go into your poll.
Okay, and by the way, since we're only 3 minutes from the hour, I think we've basically, swallowed up the time. So, I mean,
right,
let's at least resolve what we've got here, get some new wording that we can put into the doodle in time, and then get that out.
Yeah, and people will just see. Okay, and this is what I'm proposing cutting in. 263, subject to the requirements for receiving support, the working group recommends support for price reductions to encourage the build-out of IDNs in smaller underserved languages, the exact amount and timing of the support to be determined. One way this might be accomplished is through bundling of applications. There was consensus slash strong support for requiring that each applicant to have explicit support of the language community from an organization, NGO, or a local community from the language script community. There was a minority view that applicants who may not need the need requirement for support should also be able to receive some form of support in order to offer services in an underserved script slash language with the explicit support of the language community to be served. I still need to fix wording.
Okay.
So basically what I've tried to do is sort of find the support for the A as you tried to couch it, which is if you have need, if you meet the, you know, the other requirements, then this is something that should get specific kind of support, perhaps bundling. However, there was a minority view, because I don't think we can suppress the minority view, that sort of said this should also be enabled for as long as they've got explicit support from a community, a needing community. So I suggest that I'll put something, I'll still fix more wording.
So this will end up showing up in the doodle as two separate issues to vote on, is the way I'd like to put this forward. And I think we'll get wide support on one and significant divergence on the other is my gut right now, or maybe even significant opposition to the second one, but let's put that up on the doodle and see how it happens. I think we can put this in the form of two separate statements for the doodle poll, and we can then poll our community. Is everybody okay with that?
I'm wondering, you made this together as one proposal, slightly shorter than Aubrey's version earlier, and the slightly shorter version seemed to me to be pretty dead on, and I don't know, I mean, I'm not sure if it's valuable to separate them out if we can put them all in A.
No, but Avery's saying that there's a significant community, there's a significant but possibly not majority viewpoint that's saying that even a group that does not meet the needs requirement, if they're serving an underdeveloped script, should be entitled to ask for support.
As long as they have the demonstrated support of that community, right?
Right. So the issue is, Does an outside group with the support of the community that doesn't have a demonstrated need, financial need itself, so a rich company like VeriSign is going after an unserved community. VeriSign itself is not a poor, is not a have-not organization, but the community is underserved. I believe there's
right.
a divergence in this group whether a company like VeriSign should be able to go after support funding. The group may be underserved, but VeriSign itself is not. And so I think there's divergence on that.
I understand. Obviously, this wouldn't be an issue if the group itself wanted to go for their own thing.
Exactly.
This is only to supplement where there isn't a local group.
I think we have consensus on that. We have consensus that the group should be able to get it, but I don't think we have consensus that a larger outside organization, even with community support, should be able to get aid. So I'd like to separate that out. If we get agreement on both, that's great. If not, let's find out.
I need a clarification on the wording.
I'm in the process of clarifying the wording. Please go ahead.
It's not clear whether from the script language community modifies local company or modifies all three.
Okay, I'll clear up the
well, just tell us so I can make my comment if necessary. What was the intent?
The intent is that the applicant wait a second. That the application have the explicit support of the language community.
Okay. In that case, the A and B omit applicants who do need support but outside the community.
That's in the first sentence, subject to the requirements. Subject to the requirements for receiving support from the program, the working group had full consensus on price reductions to encourage.
Okay, but your wording now, it's only an example, I understand, but it's an example which will try to illuminate for anyone reading it what we mean. Your example says from the community, from the script language community. So A seems to exclude those who are not from the community but want to serve it.
Oh, so you're right. You're.
Between A and B, there's still a group that isn't covered, and that.
And you're saying the group that's excluded is those who have need but aren't from the community.
Correct.
Right. So the local do-gooders association. Okay.
Exactly.
Right.
Or a regional do-gooders association.
Well,
yeah.
And Andrew, who has decided that Amharic has to be supported.
Completely.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I don't have the cash to do it, I promise.
Well, that's why
I
you need support.
I will fix that before I put out this.
Is there any real support for B at that point, once that's fixed?
Well, that's B. I mean, is there a Maori
fine.
That
got
says
it. Okay.
If VeriSign wants to do it, should they be allowed? That's B still. That's
no, I thought we had replaced B with the version that includes with community support.
Okay.
We had, but not in Avery's mind.
Are we of the opinion that there is no support for B if that change to A is made?
No, may I speak?
Go ahead.
I think that Andrew now said that we have to get rid of B since we included in A people outside the community that have the need.
That's what I'm asking to Jenny. Do we have consensus on this call that there is no need for B?
Yes.
So that means Andrew is no longer saying... I'm sorry, I'm totally... So no one is arguing that people that have no need should get bundling assistance.
No, hold on. Let's go back. What we were talking about was what our goal was to avoid capture, right? And so what I thought we were proposing as a changed version of B that would potentially make it part of A is that there are two groups that could receive assistance. One group would be a group that derives organically from the community, and the other one would be a group that is outside the community that is working with the community to address their need.
I still think there was a division in the group between,
okay.
Yes, does that outside group have the bucks on their own or not?
Okay, guys, we are 5 minutes over the call, so here's what I'm going to suggest, okay? Avery and I and Steph will go offline and put together the doodle poll. The doodle poll will have the current modified provision for A. We will also have wording about whether or not to allow groups that are supporting underserved strings but do not have the need. It will be a question, and I invite and encourage and implore anyone who disagrees with that to vote no in the doodle poll, and if it gets roundly defeated, it gets roundly defeated. That's one of the things the poll can help show us. So rather than debating that here, let's put it up. And if nobody wants it, then it gets no votes.
Thank you.
Okay, so can we not just do it that way rather than drag out this call in figuring that out?
All right.
Is there anyone against that way of doing this?
I always have my reservations against solving anything.
I have reservations in that I haven't heard anyone on this call saying we still need to include people who don't need financial support. If there's anyone on this call who believes that, then I agree with what you're proposing. If no one here agrees it, then I think we scrap it and not give and clean up the language we have today.
Okay, so is there anybody on this call who believes that we need to put in or even poll the community whether or not we should include a statement requesting support for outside bodies that do not have need but might have community support? Is there anybody here on this call who thinks we ought to ask about including that?
So hold on. I'm sorry to turn this out. I'm not sure I'm understanding Alan. So if CORE decides that they want to support the Amharic guys and they are an outside group which may or may not have need, okay, if we make the decision that they don't have need or VeriSign or PIR or whomever, affiliates, and they go in, but they're providing this this service to the community, which itself does not have the resources or the ICANN awareness to do this themselves.
No help.
You're suggesting that there's no help, even though it makes it unlike the idea behind offering the assistance was that it would make it more like it. They would offer this.
Hold on. Stop.
Okay, fine. Andrew,
answer. There is
an affordable.
Thinks that the option ought to be put forward.
Okay.
What I've been saying, listening to Andrew, that there is support for the B.
Okay.
Even if it's one person, Alan, you now have evidence.
I'm agreeing. Let's not discuss it more.
Okay. So we're now 8 minutes over the call. I think Avery, I, and staff have our walking orders of what we need to do to put forward the poll. Hopefully we can put it out and get answers before Friday and then deal with that as well as the community comments and get a start on that on Friday. Is that okay with everyone?
Okay.
Yes. Thanks.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
all right.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. See you on Friday.
Bye.
See you Friday. Bye-bye.